Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Today, John Williams asked me, Pat, how's he make his money? What's he do right now? Today, I think you were on the steps of the Cook County Treasurer's Office, right?
That's right, Lisa, outside where people have to pay their property tax bills, and people weren't very happy, including me, myself. I had a 41% increase on my house. I live in the west side of Chicago, and I think a lot of folks in Chicago, Cook County, and every county are very unhappy with the Illinois property tax system. And we launched a campaign today to get a constitutional amendment for property tax relief to get it on the ballot next year. And we had a good crowd, and we have a lot of work to do. We got to get this done by May 3rd next year to get it on the November ballot and let the voters take charge and really reform a system that's upside down right now.
So how many signatures do you need?
Well, as far as the first step is to try and get the legislature to put it on the ballot, the members of the House and Senate. And what we did last year is we had a referendum that was advisory on the statewide ballot in every county, asking whether or not we should get a property tax relief amendment passed. It would be funded by a 3% surcharge only on millionaires. In our state, we have about 77,000 millionaires who declare over $1 million a year in their income tax return. They would pay a higher income tax of 3%. And that money, which is about $4.5 billion, would be used to provide property tax relief to homeowners and businesses all across the state. This is something the voters voted for by a 61% margin last year. And the same kind of approach was used in Massachusetts, where they've implemented the constitutional amendment. And it's very, very popular. We have lots of tax breaks for millionaires in our state. But higher property tax bills for everyday people and businesses, and we got to straighten that out and make it a lot fairer.
It seems the tax the rich never works because the rich have money to hire lobbying groups and to fight any kind of constitutional amendments or any passage of things that would increase their tax.
Well, you know, I passed the constitutional amendment in 1980 that reduced the size of the Illinois General Assembly. We had 177 politicians in the House. The voters voted by a referendum, a constitutional amendment that we got on the ballot, and it made it 118 legislators, cut their jobs by 59 politicians. I can tell you then, there were millionaires and politicians fighting it tooth and nail, but the voters, by a 2-to-1 margin, voted yes for the cutback amendment. And I did the same thing when we got a recall on the ballot in 2010 in Illinois when I was governor. You had to get the House and the Senate to put it on the ballot. It wasn't always easy. There were big-time politicians against it. But we got it done. We got it on the ballot, and by 2-to-1, the voters voted for it. And I think the same thing will happen with the property tax relief amendment. Our state is the highest property taxes in the country, and it's not fair. It hurts everyday people trying to keep stay in their homes and stay in their businesses. And we can't just have business as usual. And that's why our effort in the next year, we want to make this a year of the taxpayer. We the people take charge.
That's what I love about you, Pat. But here's what I don't understand. And we had Maria Pappas on the air yesterday. And how can property taxes in some of the poorest neighborhoods in Chicago go by 133%? She actually said on the air that Inglewood is going to be the new Lincoln Park, and I contend that it'll be the new Lincoln Park if you allow people to go in and buy all these homes for taxes and tear them down and build big buildings and, luxury condos and that kind of thing. But she indicated that the lack of tax revenue coming in from the Loop says taxes have to be paid somewhere, but why do they choose certain areas? Like why West Garfield Park and Inglewood and those areas right now? Why do they see the bump this year?
Well, I think it's unfair, that, number one. But my mom and dad actually years ago were born and raised in Inglewood, and I think it's important whether you live in Inglewood or where I lived, and it's called Galewood in Austin on the west side, and or any neighborhood of Chicago or Cook County or DuPage County or any county, Illinois relies way too much on property taxes to fund local government, including education. That's why the Millionaire Amendment that worked in Massachusetts and we're trying to get done in Illinois is the best way to go. It provides $4.5 billion worth of property tax relief, cutting property taxes for people in Englewood and every other wood across Illinois. I think it's important that the voters take charge and reform a property tax system that's out of control. And the only way to do it is for we the people to put pressure on legislators to get this on the ballot in 2026. They're going to be running in the primary and the general election. Now's the time for taxpayers to take charge. The only way to go.
And when you lead the charge like this, and I know you know many millionaires, what do they have to say to you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Illinois today has the lowest tax rate on millionaires compared to 26 other states across the country. They've been lightly taxed compared to everyday people who are having to deal with these huge property tax bills and increases. We can't continue this. We got to have a system. There's a principle as old as the Bible. Taxes should be based on ability to pay. So hammering everyday people, clobbering them on their one investment, their house, with higher and higher property taxes, is not the way for Illinois to go. We should say to those who have been blessed by having $1 million a year income, if you pay 3% more, that can help all the homeowners across Illinois. 3 million households own homes, and they deserve a break, too. We've had too many tax breaks for millionaires and higher property tax bills for everyday people.
Pat, thanks so much for joining us. Did you call or send a message to Steve Bertrand since he retired?
Oh, I better do that. I miss him already. one week, and I know he's going to be active and aggressive and progressive. That's Steve Bertrand.
That's Pat Quinn, former governor of Illinois.